21st Century Activism News Hour. Welcome. I'm DG Marquis. Marquis at killradio.org. M-A-R-Q-U-I-S at killradio.org. I'm going to ignore that phone ringing right now. 21st Century Activism News Hour is our opportunity to participate in this democracy in which we reside. And so what the show always brings each week is three activism opportunities that I have received via email, way to send an email off regarding issues that you hopefully feel strongly about. And it's also a way of subscribing to these groups, knowing about them, so that you can participate in the future without me needing to tell you what's going on. It's very easy to do. Today we'll be looking at an issue brought to me from the United Farm Workers, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and finally from the Wilderness Society. We'll also have, of course, a great selection of music today. Right now we are listening to a selection from Aida, Verdi's Aida, not Disney's Aida, thank you very much. It's called Possente, Possente Fita. Let's go to that. When we come back, we'll go to the first issue, which will be coming to us from United Farm Workers. If you'd like to go to their website now, it's ufw.org. ufw.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Thank you. KillRadio.org. Once again, this is Acting Up. See, I'm going to switch mics. Oh, nonprofit radio, nonprofit internet radio. You're hearing just such beautiful music, and then you get feedback. Welcome back to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. Let's see, we began that set with Offenbach's Barcarolle from Tales of Hoffman. And then we heard a selection from the opera Turandot by Puccini, Perché tarda la luna. Then after that was La Virgen degli Angeli. I believe that's from La Forza del Destino. And finally, that last piece we heard was the Peer Gynt Suite, number one, opus 46, Anitra's Dance, and that was Edvard Grieg. Right now, we are listening to the orchestra of the Kirov Opera, St. Petersburg. This is Scheherazade, opus 35, The Young Prince and the Young Princess. And we're back. And so let's go to our first issue. Comes to us from United Farm Workers. They're an organization that protects, basically acts in a sense as a union for the farm workers of California, mostly. And where many of the agricultural companies, corporations, the growers, do not think to protect them or to keep them safe or things like that. And this is where United Farm Workers come in. This is the organization started by, famously started by Cesar A. Chavez. So to look into this first issue, I invite you to go to ufw.org. I'm sounding really funny on this. Maybe it's here. ufw.org. That's a little better, I think. God. Some days you just feel like you don't know what you're doing. I've done a show here for now 3 years, and just some days you join into the board and you're like, wow, it's like a brand new day. So ufw.org. Look at the link that says Take Action and click on that. And if you look at, there's a list of a number of issues, and you're welcome to look into these other issues later. But the one we're going to look at is this one, the very first one. It says, tell Giumara that they are not above the law. And there's a little story here, and let me just share it with you. It was a hot day when Sal Giumara came out to the fields. He is the CEO of the world's largest table grape company, and workers listen to him. After all, during peak season, Giumara Vineyards employs close to 4,000 farm workers. Francisco, a Giumara vineyard worker, was laboring diligently. Because the sun was strong and there wasn't much shade, Francisco didn't think there would be a problem with him using a spare umbrella to cover his back and to give him some extra shade. He couldn't believe it when Sal Giumara walked over to his packing table and said, "That umbrella is not for you, it is for the grapes. The grapes are very hot. It is your job to protect the grapes from getting too hot, and you should remove the shade that is used for your packing tables if necessary to protect the grapes, and don't get any illusions that the shade is for you. It is for the grapes." Francisco told us, "I could not believe that he cared more about the grapes we were picking than us, the workers who were working under the hot sun." This goes on to say that as a consequence of these, a number of other challenges with the summer heat, workers are dying due to extreme heat. The governor has established permanent heat regulations to protect the workers. Yet, even after these heat regulations and two deaths, there's a photo here that shows this is his idea of shade for a crew of 55 to 160 workers. So it's an interesting issue, not to make it sound intellectual, but it's interesting in that, you know, it becomes about labor laws and how people are being treated. It also is a concern because you can see, you know, I feel hesitant almost at first because I hear this quote and I wonder, well, how does he know that that's exactly what's said? But what I do know about United Farm Workers is they don't pick an issue at random and don't look more deeply into it. They follow through, do the research, and then they bring it to us. So if this is something you care about, the email is already written down out for you below. The subject saying Giamara is not above the law. And then the body of the email is written out, and it's set up in such a way that you can edit it or change it, personalize it, I should say, in the way that is right for you. What you'll need to do is fill out the information on the right, all the pertinent information, and then you can click on the button that says send this message, and it'll send it off basically to him. And then there's an opportunity for you to forward this this alert to your friends or family or anyone you'd like to there. Again, this is coming to us from the United Farm Workers, ufw.org. Click on the link that says take action. And then you'll see it listed there. This is an issue that no one else speaks up for the rights of workers and of these migrant workers, and especially in this time of anti-immigration, yet who else is going to do the labor? It's an important issue that we care for one another regardless of their status, so to speak, so-called, and other such kind of ways that we dehumanize people. And again, you can look at the other issues that come that are listed under the Take Action section of the United Farm Workers website, ufw.org. Click on the link, Take Action, and you'll see them all. When we come back, we'll be going to an alert that is brought to us from the Natural Resources Defense Council. It is regarding, this is an issue we've discussed before, we've taken action before, but there's another opportunity again. It is an issue with the gray wolves of the greater Yellowstone and central Idaho area. They're on the endangered species list, but the Bush administration is proposing to allow the slaughter of nearly 600 of them. So when we come back, we'll go to that. If you'd like to check out the issue or other issues, just go to NRDC. NRDC.org. NRDC.org. Natural Resources Defense Council.org. Let's finish up with Scheherazade. I can't believe I talked through most of it. It's like an 11-minute song. We come back. 21st Century Activism News Hour on killradio.org. Thank you. 21st Century Activism News Hour, KILLRadio.org. That last track we just heard was the humming chorus from Madam Butterfly. Before that, we heard two arias back-to-back from Puccini's Turandot. We started the first part of it with Così Comanda Turandot, and then the second part of that, Nessun Dorma. And then again, we start off the set finishing up with Scheherazade's Opus 35, The Young Prince and the Young Princess. Right now, we're listening to From the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns, the musical piece called Aquarium. And so this next issue comes to us from the Natural Resources Defense Council. If you go to nrdc.org, you can click on Take Action. And you'll see a number of issues there. Actually, I'm going to have you go to a different website. I'm not finding it through that way. The challenge is I get these emails directly in my inbox, and they send me specifically to the issue itself. And then sometimes it's a challenge to backtrack it and find it from the outside and go in. So go to this website address. It's related to the NRDC. It's nrdcactionfund.org. That's N as in natural, R as resource, D as in defense, C as council. Actionfund.org, nrdcactionfund.org. And if you go there, just make sure that works. Yeah, click on Our Campaigns, and then there it is. Under Wildlife, it is the issue of the Gray Wolves. Click on it, it's the very first issue. Bush administration takes aim at wolves. A Bush administration proposal would allow the slaughter of nearly 600 gray wolves in Greater Yellowstone and Central Idaho, while they're still on the endangered species list. Both Wyoming and Idaho are planning to use aerial gunning, as well as baiting and trapping, to exterminate wolves as early as this winter. The comeback of northern Rocky Mountain gray wolves is America's greatest wildlife recovery story, but the Bush administration's license to kill plan could drive these wolves back to the brink of extinction. If you'd like to read more on this issue, you can. I would love to know what reasoning the administration is using to kill these. Okay, here it is. The wolves are being targeted because of a few cases where elk herds have shrunk. Those declines have been caused by many factors, including drought, shrinking habitat, and human hunters, not just wolves. Under the Bush administration's plan, wolves alone will be blamed for any and all declines in a few elk populations. So if you want to read more of that, I'm not going to continue. You can click on the Read More link right underneath that issue, or you can just click on Act Now and fill it out. Looks like it's going to go to the Western Gray Wolf Recovery Coordinator, which is Ed Bangs. Poor guy. He needs to get married or change his name. Ed Bangs of the Western Gray Wolf Recovery Coordinator. There it is. They'll just fill out all the pertinent information, and it'll be done. Let's go back to music. I talked over all of O Mio Babbino Caro from Gianni Schicchi from Puccini. Let's go to another aria from Verdi's Aida. This is Marie Callas singing Chi Radamnes Ve. You are listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, killradio.org.
Verrà che vorrà dirmi maledetto, maledetto!
Mi voglio, mi voglio!
Si è messo alla fortuna!
Fortuna! Sì, mi voglio! Arriva il futuro!
Thank you.
KillRadio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour. We're listening to the string quartet number 5, Arvo Part from Kronos Quartet. Before that, we heard Chuche di Gel Se Cinta. That was from Turandot. Before that was Chi Posse Tanta Forza, again from Turandot, Puccini's Turandot. Then we started the set with Verdi's Aida, the famous Marie Callas singing Chi Radamnes Re. And we're about to end the show today, but let's finish with one more issue that comes to us from the Wilderness Society. If you are interested in downloading any of this, if you're interested in downloading this show, I should say, it is going to be available later today on my blog at myspace.com/marquis_KR You can see the links to other shows, past shows I've done. You also see the playlist of the music that's been played today and on other shows listed there. So it's already actually up on the blog. I just need to put in the link once I upload the show. So I'll be doing that probably by 2:30 today. But let's go to this issue. It's the Wilderness Society. So go to wilderness.org, www.wilderness.org. Click on the link on the far right. You'll see at the top a whole bunch of little links. You click on the one that says Take Action. And instead of looking at current advocacy campaigns or previous advocacy campaigns, let's look at recent messages from Wild Alert. And there's one that says, bring Bighorn back from Brink. Let me read what it says to you. Or it says, Sierra Nevada Bighorn sheep inhabit the highest peaks and crags of the eastern Sierra Nevada in summer and fall. In the winter, these animals descend steep slopes to forage amid snows for food. Their habitat extends into Yosemite, Sequoia, and Kings Canyon National Parks, and the lucky hiker will sometimes spy bighorn sheep grazing in alpine meadows. The Sierra Nevada bighorn, now just numbering 400 in the wild, is a magnificent symbol of one of America's wildest and most beloved mountain ranges. John Muir called bighorns the bravest of all the mountaineers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a proposal to designate and protect critical habitat for Sierra Nevada bighorn sheep in California's eastern Sierra Nevada mountains as required by the Endangered Species Act. While we welcome this long overdue designation, we have found major flaws in the proposal. The agency fails to address threats from off-road vehicles and disease from domestic sheep, fails to include lands currently occupied by bighorn sheep, and fails to designate sufficient land for expansion and migration of bighorn sheep herds. So please take this opportunity to let the agency know that their proposal should be strengthened to provide the highest level of protection for these spectacular animals. So there's the link to Take Action. Click on that. And there's the email. Fill out the information to the right. You can edit this email as you see fit. And then fill out the information and send it off. It looks like it's going to Field Supervisor Williams. I'm sure he's with the U.S. What was that organization now? U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So go and click that off. Click that, fill out the information, edit it as you wish. And today we have looked at three issues from the United Farm Workers, from the Natural Resources Defense Council, and then this one from the Wilderness Society. So thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour today. Coming up next at the top of the hour is Hear Hear, KillRadio.org's All Submission Show, bands from all over the world submit, and DJs Mark and John play it. No questions asked. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org.
Thank you.